This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One Path Network. I mean, you guys would have known who they are already. They do a fantastic job in terms of disseminating some of the most high-quality dawah videos on the internet in the English language. They have now actually produced an app. Now, I know in this Ramadan, you're going to want to take advantage of that. I've already taken advantage of that and browse through the app, and it's an amazing app. I'm sure you're going to be downloading it right now. The link is in the description.
I think one of the most interesting things to look at in terms of when you talk about LGBTQ rights and America as a superpower and also Africa as a continent is the approach of some of the African presidents to questions about homosexual rights. So I'm just going to look at one video today. There's many of them online of different African presidents kind of answering this in different ways. One we're going to look at today and then come back and react to it.
One of the major issues, and it's a holdover from sort of colonial Victorian, is the issue of sexual preference in many African countries. In Kenya, to be gay, the LGBT community is illegal. They just want to have equal rights, the same privacy and equality as all other Kenyans do. Is that something that you aspire to for your country?
I want to be very clear, Christiana. I will not engage in a subject that is of no, it is not of any major importance to the people and the Republic of Kenya. This is not an issue, as you would want to put it, of human rights. This is an issue of society, of our own base as a culture, as a people, regardless of which community you come from. This is not acceptable. This is not agreeable. This is not about Uhuru Kenyatta saying yes or no. This is an issue that the people of Kenya themselves, who have bestowed upon themselves a constitution, right, after several years, have clearly stated that this is not a subject that they are willing to engage in.
You're going to get yourself into trouble.
I mean, for her to say you're going to get yourself into trouble to an elected official, not just an elected official, but the president of Kenya, I think shows absolute audacity. In fact, I was quite surprised when I looked at the comments in this particular video. The one with the most likes, 16,000 comments, is one who is somebody who's highlighting this point. Who are you to tell, he says in the comment, a democratically elected leader of a sovereign nation that he will get in trouble for representing the values of his people. And then he says, correctly I think, the West needs to stop forcing minority opinions down the throats of nations that are fundamentally opposed to those ideals. Let's continue listening to what he says.
But it's a global issue right now.
It's important to them where they are.
Why is it not
important
to you
that it
as
is
president
not
of the country?
Important to me as the leader of 49 million Kenyans. And after, if you want to ask me my personal opinion.
What is your personal
after
opinion?
After I finish my process, I can talk about my personal opinion.
Would you publicly say that people who are LGBT, gay members of the Kenyan population should not be discriminated against?
No Kenyan should be abused, should be, you know, mistreated in any particular. Every Kenyan is protected by law.
You see here, what we're seeing is a clash of, we're seeing a clash of values, really. But not just a clash of values, or in the sense that you've got these kind of American knowledge productions being forced down the Kenyan presidents, and not just him, but the society in which he represents, because correctly he says about 90%, 99%, some say 9 out of 10, people in his country see homosexuality as inexcusable, as an act. But we're seeing actual problems within the framework of the Westerner, because the Western framework says, okay, you're allowed to have a sovereign nation, and this is one of the kind of human rights that you can have, but at this, and you can have a democratic vote, but at the same time, you got these minority rights which you should respect. So what should be prioritized here? Should it be that you have democratic agency of a sovereign nation that is prioritized, or the minority rights of a group of people who have decided to identify through their sexuality. So even within the framework of Western imperial ideology, there is a clash within that framework, not just in contradistinction or juxtaposition with the African nations. So let's continue and kind of finalize with some thoughts.
Every single Kenyan. But they also must recognize that their freedoms are also must be taken into the entire context of the society.
And he is right, that it is a question of society. And not only that, but on contractarian understandings of liberalism, okay, where you, as a subject, individual subject, you are contracted to the foreign nation or to the nation in question through citizenship or whatever it may be, you are obliged to obey by laws. You are obliged to obey by laws. So now you have another layer of problem, not once again a problem between ideologies, but within the ideology of liberalism. Because here we have, okay, sovereign nation, you have the democratic initiative, and now you also have a third layer, which is a social contract. All three are pointing in the direction of, okay, homosexuality can legitimately, from within theory, okay, be seen as something which can be outlawed. But then that, the only kind of thing against this is to say, well, actually, homosexuals are minority right, and that should trump everything else. Now, you can make arguments either way. What I will say is inexcusable, really, is the fact that in the past, the Uncle Tom Barack Obama, when he went to Kenya, which is his actual, you know, kind of mother nation, if you want to call it his actual nation, where he's from. He was speaking down to the Kenyan people, most of which you don't believe that homosexuality should be something which is practiced publicly or actual penetrative homosexuality is done. He's speaking down and trying to lecture them using Western imperial parlance. The point of the matter is this. He went further in tying foreign aid, with whether or not countries implement LGBTQ policies. This means to say, now look, when you have African countries and poverty happening in African countries and children dying, toddlers dying, babies dying because they don't have the food to nourish themselves, what Obama and the liberal project in America have decided to do is say, that is less of a priority than homosexuals getting to experiment sexually in a public sphere. Can you imagine this? So the right of a homosexual to have intercourse or to show intimacy to his homosexual partner in a public sphere, because we're not talking about what happens behind closed doors, that is more important than the right of a child to eat and drink. And we are going to tie foreign aid with a foreign prime minister or president's ability to implement LGBTQ policies. What have the kids got to do with these policies? What a cruel and unusual kind of punishment that you're inflicting upon children who are completely bystanders to these ideological discussions. It shows you the extent to which the Uncle Tom, Barack Obama, and those who follow his footsteps are willing to go to strip people away from their rights, young children, democratic citizens, whoever it may be in African countries. And this should highlight to us the extent to which this agenda, this colonializing imperial agenda of the Americans, is a corrosive force which needs to be tackled head on. Actually, in the literature, there is a name for this. There's a name for prioritizing kind of one community right over another. Okay, and it's called homo nationalism. Jasper Poir says, homo nationalism is defined as a facet of modernity and a historical shift marked by the entrance of some homosexual bodies as worthy of protection by nation states, a constitutive and fundamental relationship between the state, capitalism, and sexuality. The point here is, if you want, what is homo nationalism? It's basically prioritizing one community, in this case the gays, right, gay community, whatever that may mean nowadays, to be honest, because that is ill-defined. So we don't know what that means no more, with the inclusion of all these other letters of the LGBTQ plus, over and above another community. In this case, it's Africans, it's black people, it's children, you see, who can't get now the foreign aid that they would have used to feed themselves and to clothe themselves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.